Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello, and once again, we are live with the Modern Mystery School UK and EU YouTube channel and podcast. And today we are joined by Caroline. Caroline, how are you?
Hello, Davina, Kate. Thank you. I'm doing great. And thank you for setting this up.
Oh, my goodness. My absolute pleasure. I can hear the bells ringing in the background and the sun beaming in. Wherever you are, it sounds very idyllic. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So today I'd like to find out a little bit more about your journeys of the spirit class that you took. You know, you are a young professional. I wonder if you could just let people know a little bit about your background and why you decided to go to Journeys of the Spirit. Some people go because it's a prereq. So yes. That's fine. But then what your experience was like. So if you could just give us a little bit of background, that would be amazing.
Yes, I'd love to. I mean, I've had a journey in my life where I moved countries and I was at a young age inspired to, you know, be independent, work in on own businesses. And so I was always quite involved in, you know, the material world. Even though I had some connection to spirituality, I'd never really found what was on the other side of, you know, all that we can see with our eyes. So, you know, I always come to classes searching for answers, but I don't know which one is going to be answered in this class. So I just really got pulled to Healers Academy in the first place. And I was like excited about, you know, 12 Journeys of the Spirit and also these other classes. And I had no idea what I was coming to find. And once I took the class, I understood like, okay, so this is my question that was answered, which was really like, what can I, you know, how can I have that connection to that which is unseen? How can I even experience that? Like, what is there? Like, I believe a lot of us have this where we have an inner feeling that there is something more than what we can perceive with our eyes. A lot of people might have had experiences, you know, meditation, channeling, all these things. But this class really gave me a big entry point into that world. And, you know, the tools I can use and, you know, the experience was so vivid, like so many different, I mean, we go on 12 journeys and I had never thought that I could experience as much as I can experience in the physical or even more in the non-physical. It's like, wow, that really gave me a different view on things.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because Journeys of the Spirit really helps us see things from a higher perspective. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you were mentioning there, which I also got. Can you tell us, were you a good meditator before? And are you a good meditator now you've done Journeys?
That's a good question. You might be hitting the spot. So actually, I was really good with meditating once I got in, like, first with in contact with spirituality, which was during COVID. So I had a lot of time and I was discovering everything. So I was good, like, with my 20-minute meditation mornings and evenings. And then once I really, you know, after COVID wanted to travel, I wanted to make the money to be able to do so. So I was very much running all the time. So I didn't have the time anymore to meditate, which is a bit counter, you know, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. So since actually last summer, since having made that shift from like, hey, like, where am I actually going with my life? Like, what am I doing? And then having in that moment of shift, like a few days later, I met, you know, someone who introduced me to the Modern Mystery School, which was like, wow, like, this is so interesting. It's coming to my life right now. And this opened doors to, you know, connecting with myself more and then meditating more. Like, I'm still not perfect, like the ideal example, but I'm doing really good with like longer meditations, maybe not a long one every day, but I've gotten in much deeper experiences and just a much more of an understanding how I can meditate for myself and finding the element of joy in it and discovering so many things in that realm.
Yeah, I found that with Journeys of the Spirit that it's like a little boot camp, really, isn't it? Meditation, because you're going up and down, and you know, you're meeting your higher self, and you're going on these amazing journeys. You're collecting all these keys and receiving all this information. And I found that for me, it just anchored in that ability, like you said, to meditate on my own, and that I could do it.
Yeah.
And so with that, you know, in Journeys of the Spirit, there are journeys that we go, and we go on a journey and we collect these keys. And obviously, without sharing, you know, anything personal or anything like that, but have these keys helped you in your everyday life?
It's beautiful, because oftentimes it's interesting, actually, these keys, they always become present once I am in that meditation place. Like, once I'm not connected to that, sometimes I might not even remember. But then when I go in and I'm searching for something, I need something, like, I would bring in that energy, and it really, like, projecting that into then my life was an experience. Like, I'm trying to not say too much, but it's really something that I love using, because it just, like, whatever I then do out of my meditation feels like I brought some part of my meditation into that.
Yeah, it's a great technique, isn't it? And yeah. It's the ability to bring something into your everyday life through this non-physical act, you know, this magical process that we are handed down in Journeys of the Spirit. And we can then bring that and then bring it out into our physical life, and that is real magic. That's real magic, you know. So I mean, I don't know about you, but I find that very helpful. You know, when I need more of something in my life, I am the captain of my ship. You know, I can do that for myself. Have you found that?
Yeah, it does give me more confidence in, like, my own creation power when it comes to creating my life and living my life. And whenever, you know, something would be weird in place, I'd be like, okay, this is where I can, you know, bring in that energy. And then doing that is also like an act of self-love, like taking the time the evening to really come down and be like, okay, what do I need in this moment, and how can I give that to me in the best way? And this oftentimes can really be a big part of that. Yes.
And can you just tell us, would you recommend the class to anybody out there? And if so, who would you recommend it to?
Wow. Well, honestly, this path in general, and this class in specific, I mean, these are things that I feel like my spirit really craved. And I, like, was searching for that information, that experience. And everybody who is open, who has opened these channels for themselves, of being open to receive those things, also having the courage to step forward and, you know, discovering ourselves, because that's, you know, there's part of shedding layers, and then being responsible for your own life can be hard. But in short, really anyone who can, you know, open up their connection to that and really wants to experience more and more and more and more. Like, this for me has been an essential path of, like, part of really seeing that inner part of myself and working with that. So I just say it's a great workshop. These journeys are something, like, they have my favorites in there, and I can remember my experiences. And they're so different all in all. And it will be different for everybody, and you will definitely get something out of it. So that's what I can say.
Thank you so much for taking the time today. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. I know that's going to inspire a lot of people out there. You know, sometimes, you know, we're in the professional world, and we don't think that meditation might be something really good for us. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. I've been there. It didn't bring me far. I mean, yeah.
Oh, and thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. And we will be back again, you know, later today, if you wish to tune in. So take care. Bye-bye.